Today is May 16th, 2012. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you are listening to Buffering. My name is Dan Whalen, and with me as always is...
Adam Erdman.
How's it going, Adam?
It's going pretty well. How are you?
Good. I did that ear candling thing that I was talking about last week.
Yeah.
And found out that there was a lot of wax in my ears. Which it was a gross discovery to find out later that some of it was like hanging out like right in the doorway.
Did you make a candle from the wax?
No. Oh. But I've heard that would smell horrible. So I'm kind of glad that I had no inclination to do so.
Okay. And I mean, it would be more of a presentation piece, I think, in the middle of the coffee table.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a candle going right now, and it's not so much that you look at it, but you smell it, and you notice that it's apple cinnamon crisp.
Yeah, and it's a pleasing scent. Yeah. It is.
Kind of fallish, but not really.
Yes.
But before we introduce our guests, we have a couple plugs that we need to do. For instance, you can find this podcast and everything included with it at bufferingpodcast.com. Find pictures of all of our guests. You can find archives of our episodes, archives of our bonus tracks, including mic checks and tracks we record thereafter. And it's being updated right now, but it's turning out pretty great. And now every person gets their own little searchable section. So if you want to show off any episodes that you've been in, you can, you know, scroll down to it or just find every episode that like Jack Lobb has been in or something like that. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for any of our guests' names, present or past. You can also find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, which will really just give you a lot of updates regarding our website and new episodes that we post every week on Fridays. You can find us on Facebook, that's right. Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio and check out the awesome check-in things that you can do. And you can also check in on Foursquare by coming to the show.
Yay! And you can also hear Buffering while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memories or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Yeah. I only use Stitcher now. It's so convenient, and it really is just, like, if you have a reasonable Wi-Fi connection, you just click on the episode, it starts.
Sweet.
So it's not that lag time of if you have to download it completely first before listening to it.
Yeah.
It's nice. But let's get to our guests.
You can listen to Buffering without any buffering.
It's true. Unless you have a really crappy connection.
Wow. All right. Yes. With us this evening, it's kind of DeContus night.
It's DeContus night.
Yeah. So we have Jen Diethart here.
Hello.
And Dan Scarup.
Howdy.
How's it going, guys?
Doing all right.
Good.
Good, good. Welcome.
So before we jump into anything, could you plug DeContus for people who don't know what DeContus is?
Sure. Should I do it or do you want to?
Either way.
Okay. 50-50. Well, DeContus is a group of 10 to 15 singers, depending on the season. And we perform madrigals at the Renaissance Festival and do Victorian-style caroling in the winter. Yeah.
Website?
DeContus.com, DeContus. And yeah, you can find more info there and buy CDs and read biographies and all that good stuff.
Facebook group as well?
Yes, but I don't know what the link to that is. Do you?
Probably just look up DeContus.
Yeah, just look up DeContus. Yeah. Yeah, we've got CDs and downloads on the website. We are deep into rehearsals for the festival season right now. I believe we've got, what, like 15 songs memorized and under our belts at this point?
Yeah, something like that. And we got like eight more by a couple weeks from now.
We've got some surprises for those of you who've heard us before, but we're not talking.
And we have, what, probably close to 12 new songs this year or something like that. So we got a lot
of new
material.
I think more than that, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. So something to look forward to for longtime fans and revelers. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
One other thing, if you have any fans in Chicago, because I know you guys were plugging the podcast at the Comic-Con a couple weeks ago, DeContus is going to be traveling to the Bristol Renaissance Festival just north of the border to Illinois.
Cool.
July 21st and 22nd. So we're not sure if we'll be on the grid or if we'll just be singing guerrilla style, but we'll be there.
Cool.
Look forward to fun group.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to go to Bristol. I've met a few of the festies out there and they seem really cool. So yeah.
It's fun stuff. I went to school about a couple miles from there in the same city. So
okay.
Oh, all I was going to say is they're apparently a lot more period appropriate. I mean, we do have, you know, the Renaissance thing going on and everything, but I guess the court there actually reenacts real kings and queens from history and all that kind of stuff. So it's almost more like an historical act rather than a fantasy act, which is kind of what we have.
Yeah, okay. They have more historical accuracy than we do at their festival.
So it should be interesting.
Cool.
Huh. I have to imagine how that would, I mean, that doesn't deter people who just dress up as whatever, right?
No, not at all. No, if you're there as a guest, I mean, whatever you're dressed as is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a lot of crossover performers with Minnesota and crossover vendors and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mooney, who was new at Minnesota last year, has actually been a fixture at Bristol for a very long time.
And he's
I was
hilarious.
So happy to see him Mooney. In Minnesota last year.
He's fantastic.
Indeed.
So, it's good stuff. If you're in the area and you've never been to the festival, check it out. If you're not, if you're from Minnesota and thinking of a road trip, it's worth a weekend.
Hmm. And then how many weekends is that festival?
Oh, gosh. There's...
I mean, is it akin to the Minnesota one where it's a handful of Friday, Saturday, Sundays that you'll do?
Yeah, I think it's... I want to say it runs like 9 or 10 weekends, something like that. They close on Labor Day.
Yeah, we personally will only be out there one weekend, but it does run for several. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the festival overlaps with our festival by like 2 or 3 weekends. And I know there's always closes on Labor Day. So they open earlier in the summer than we do and close a couple weeks into ours.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just... thinking about the historical reenactment component, I just imagine, you know, the director out there being like, maybe Henry VIII this year was a bad idea. We've gone through so many female actors. Crap.
Yeah. The kids are getting squeamish. Oh, that would be bad.
What's in the news?
I did research this week, more so than news. Like one piece of news that I was going to throw out there is, because Dan is on, Roku had a big update recently.
They did?
Yes. It's for the HD 2 series and LT.
Ah, that's why we're on 1. We're thinking about getting 2, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I know that 2 is a lot more advanced than 1 is. But we don't have it yet, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully within the next few weeks here, if Casey agrees to it, but we'll see. If nothing else, it's a present for myself.
Are we talking video quality or what?
Well, I don't think video quality. They're already at 1080 for the new ones.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's just that it's streaming technology stability improvements and better delivery from remotes. And it also fixed a French translation error. So it's all over the place.
Okay.
I do know that there were complaints about the new remote that they had because it was a lot more advanced than the old one. The old one literally had like 3 or 4 buttons on it. It was a play button, forward, backward, and then your navigation one. And the new one is like an actual universal remote type of looking thing. Way to go.
That was me. It has a D-pad. I wish I could focus better. It's like a the pause button...
It's got
back.
A lot of buttons.
It's got a few more, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I know that unlike the first Roku, the second Roku, you can do subtitles and translations, and they have entire gaming channels now. Like, I know if you go with the top model, it comes with all the versions of Angry Birds installed and all that kind of stuff, so you have, like, a little gaming pad and everything. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the perfect time for me to switch over. Like, I was hoping that one of my other topics would just be prompted, and you just set it up. So
you're
thank
welcome.
You. I did research on streaming gaming.
Right. So, like...
And I have something to show you that what we'll do is I'll play it and we'll cut and we'll just kind of fade back in once we're done watching this thing. Sure. So that they can not hear the actual audio, not just us reacting to it.
Yeah, okay.
Because I love my TV so much, and it is going to show us things. That, hold on. Please hold. It was too ready because my fiber internet's way too good. Okay. Shut up. Okay, so we'll be right back. There will be links available on the episode page so that you can find this video. Hey guys, Dan here with an editor's note. Right now they're watching a promotional video and the audio's not very great at that moment, so I didn't just leave it running like we've done in so many other episodes. So if you want to check out the video, go to onlive.com, and it's like the lead promotional video, easy to find. So we're just going to hop right back in as if they've just finished watching the video. Thanks.
That's kind of cool.
So, I mean, the way that I saw that first was just a good old-fashioned, like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think that we were to that level yet.
Yeah. Well, especially if you consider that, like, almost everything they showed there were platform games.
Exactly.
Like, most of them require a controller and, you know, the CD spinning and the actual console.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it's on an iPad or an iPod even...
Streaming
is amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll believe it looks that good on an iPad or an iPod when I see it. Like, yeah, that the stream is that clean.
I have a really hard time imagining playing Assassin's Creed Revelations on my phone. As cool as my phone is, I just, nope.
Yeah,
the processing power is just not there. And so I would imagine that there would be a lot of limitations to what this can actually do.
Right, there is there is a list, and that's actually another page that I saved from this thing. If my phone would stop being a goon.
While you're looking up for that, I think it's kind of, on one hand, a really cool idea, because it's going to get gamers out of their basement and out of the house. On the other hand... it's going to get gamers out of their basement and out of the house, which means they're going to be out in public, you know, just playing video games all the time. So,
yeah,
on one hand, I think it's really cool. On the other hand, it could be a really annoying.
Yeah, it would kind of give people license to be even more socially awkward, like take their addictions with them out of the house.
Like, I can just imagine that when I was a kid, you know, I was 10 years old or whatever, I brought the Game Boy to the dinner table one time and my mom was pretty mad. Now imagine if a kid shows up at the dinner table with an iPad playing, you know, Grand Theft Auto or whatever.
Which, that is available. They did
release, I saw it.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 3 is available as an app, and I have purchased it.
Yeah. But I also can't really see you, like, sitting at the dinner table. It's it. Thanksgiving when you're getting together with the family, just zoning everybody out, you know.
What I'm picturing too is, like, I had an ex who sometimes I'd be over at his house and he would decide he wanted to play his game, and it would be fun to watch him for a while. Like, they showed a lot of LA Noire on that, and that looked like a really cool game. Like, that's a game I wouldn't mind playing. I'm not a huge gamer myself, but
it's pretty cool, very story driven.
Yeah, but I could just picture someone like him who's always on his phone out in public anyway, neglecting the people he's actually with, like sitting there playing his game the whole time, which is not a great thing.
No.
Well, and from a really super practical standpoint, on-screen keyboards controls like that, where you've got the joystick and you're moving your thumb across a flat surface.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even just pushing the buttons,
it's
real rough. Yeah.
You need to have that 3D aspect to it so you know you're in the right spot.
Yeah, because then you can actually feel it.
Tactile feel to them.
Yeah.
So what I brought up on the screen here, these are all the... games that you'd be able to play on a tablet or phone. And so by looking at I recognize a few of these. LA Noire, the racing game looks kind of familiar. Darksider.
Yeah. I've played Cake Mania. That's one that would work well on a phone. I don't necessarily think so much for the ones that are more video based.
Like, I couldn't, like, they have all the, a bunch of the Lego stuff. They don't have Star Wars, but they do have Harry Potter and Batman.
Yeah.
But Blair's I'm surprised cracked. That Split Second Velocity is on there, since I would imagine a racing game would be one of the harder things to try to map aggressively on a streaming platform.
Yeah. So, this doesn't actually install the games on the device. It just streams?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So it's like almost like Steam in a way, where you have the actual program, but then everything else streams on it.
Yeah. That hurts my brain a little bit.
But then one thing I was looking at is pricing for this, and they actually have it's set up an interesting way. The one I looked at was Batman, or Lego Batman. But what you can do is you can buy it. Oops, sorry. Yeah, stupid screen. You can buy it in full for $20, or you can rent it on streaming. So if you're like going on a trip and you just need something to kill time in the hotel room, is you could rent a game and just play it when you're not at, you know, seminars.
Yeah,
hypothetically.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. I forgot what I was gonna say.
I feel like this could be an issue just with, I don't know, how mobile network stuff is still, and Wi-Fi can still be kind of flaky on phones. Like, my mobile network will just randomly go down.
Right.
And I have to restart my phone 4 times before it'll come back, before I can access anything. And it might be a phone issue. But I don't know. I would be really leery of purchasing something with the intention of playing it on my phone, especially on something like a trip where you're hopping from tower to tower and right. stuff like that. I feel like it wouldn't be very consistent.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why when I was going into that trip concept, I was like, when you get to the hotel, it's like,
yeah.
Where do they have Wi-Fi?
Well, and sometimes it might work in the car Wi-Fi? Or whatever. Yeah. But,
yeah. But the other thing that I was going to bring up was the fact that now there is a controller that you can technically use on a mobile device, or at least so they depicted. So I imagine it's
yeah.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome, in theory.
Yeah, that I mean
that would solve the problem of the on-screen controls.
Yes, and it would allow for potential use in like dedicated games that are installed on there. So it could be, you know, get that much further into the console wars, as much as it's taking so much business away from Nintendo.
Quick question. Does what the iPad have a USB port on it?
No.
Okay. Because picture here has a USB on it.
Yes, but it might be Bluetooth-based okay. as well, so that it would transmit, or it could transmit over Wi-Fi,
yeah.
depending.
I'm thinking it's Wi-Fi, because there's a little Wi-Fi logo on the controller, but I don't see anything that would hint at Bluetooth.
Yeah. Yeah. See, compatible with many tablets and smartphones via Bluetooth.
Say.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Hold. So that Stand actually corrected. Would just be kind of cool to use for anything.
Yeah.
The controller is bigger than my phone.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm just picturing someone with their tiny little phone and the great big controller.
Oh, God. Though, what the flight regulations are at the point where you can use Bluetooth headphones, right?
Yeah, and they have Wi-Fi on airplanes and all sorts of stuff now.
Yeah, so you could do that if you don't have enough money for an iPad. You could, you know, game your way overseas.
Yeah, until the batteries run out.
Yeah, anyway. Exactly. Everything dies.
The inevitable.
It does say AA batteries, so.
Yeah, you could burn through a good 20-pack over a flight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say the controller might last, but depending on what device you're using it on,
right.
battery yeah, might be true. Dead before mm-hmm. the controller batteries are dead.
Right. But yeah, it's the damnedest thing, because I had no idea that streaming was out there in a gaming format.
Me neither.
And I understand the... Hey! You stop.
Oh, hey, there again. It is again.
Now we're getting it in mono.
Yeah, it's all over the place because my phone just really wants to be awake right now, I guess.
It really wants to tell our listeners about streaming video games.
Yes. Look what Seriously, I can do.
Buy this.
But the
I can do this.
Though we never really mentioned it, the product is called OnLive. There'll be a link on the page. You can find stuff for onlive.com. Check it out. Watch the video. Be in pseudo awe with us.
Yeah.
And are they the first company to offer this, or are there companies doing this as well? I'd assume Gamefly would probably get into it pretty quick here. But
yeah, I'm surprised they didn't. They're not doing it already. Are they?
No, but are they? Do they sell digital copies of things?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. I think it's just hard.
Yeah, I don't know if they sell at all. I know they do rental, but yeah.
Well, they sell like previously used.
Well, yeah, but I mean new games. So, but yeah, no, I don't know. Good question.
There is another company out there that is in the running. It's called Gaikai. Gaikai, and it's another cloud based. You know, I could probably just pull this up too and be helpful instead of trying to read this myself. And it's back.
It does not want to die.
Gaikai. So it has, well, I mean, I recognized Witcher, Mass Effect 3,
Need for Speed,
Rayman, Splinter Cell,
Rainbow Six.
Oh,
there's a lot of big names on here.
Trackmania, Nations Canyon. That's Dead a really Rising. Good one.
And this FIFA. One actually has sports. Well, though this one.
Oh, Mountain Blade. That's a really good game.
Keep in mind that the list that we saw before were games that were available for tablet streaming, which this one, we need to find out if there's a way to sort, which I am not seeing.
It might be towards the bottom.
Oh, your platform. Game here.
Services platform right here.
Oh, booyah. Had to give it some sound as we look for gaikai.com. So I see tablets on there.
Yeah. And little phones, iPod. Yeah. And, yeah.
Huh. Who knows?
But it doesn't say what's what. Right now. Yeah. I'm guessing you probably have to click on the game and then it'll list it.
It's. Okay, so Jen, pick a game as you see it scroll by, and we will.
I don't know games.
No, I know. I want you to have you know, the most unbiased. Just pick one as you see it.
Crazy Machines.
Crazy Machines. This one. Oh, game.
It's got
info.
Gears on it.
Two. It's Crazy Machines.
No, it's Crazy Machines two.
The future cometh, and you can any device. This one does allow any device.
Wow. Hmm.
So there's... Okay, Dan, your turn.
Okay, let's try to go with something that has heavy graphics. Racing game, go with... go up a little bit.
Canyon.
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, the run? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
now it's back. My right headphone is...
All over the place?
Oh, might be loose connection somewhere or something.
Yeah. Any device.
That's impressive. Wow. That's very impressive.
Wait, hold on.
Coming soon to iOS.
Oh, denied.
Fail.
Falls it's available on any device except yours.
No, at least it does say coming soon.
Could you do me a favor?
Okay.
Go to gaikai.com. Though, unfortunately, the streaming thing will not be available. But what can you do?
Okay.
So pick a game.
Gaikai.
That bird is really just going at it out there.
Yep.
Happy bird.
Yeah.
Unlike the angry birds.
Yeah, that one's not trying to kill any little pigs.
It's true. But if they're I do hear a squeal, it'll be all the funnier.
Okay. Same game. Oh. Gaikai is coming soon to Android devices.
Oh, denied twice.
I wonder if it's just that new.
Yeah. Is there like a launch date somewhere? Maybe they haven't gone official yet or something?
Maybe, yeah. It still kind of looks like they're being like, hey, advertisers, you should come support us because this is going to be really cool when it works. So, yeah, I guess we'll see.
It doesn't say anything specific yet.
Okay.
It's all just vague. Look at our interesting stuff. Ignore the bad stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like they're still in the promo phase.
Yes.
If everything goes streaming, though, I wonder if we're going to stop having
used games,
storage space, as much storage space on devices. Like, well, I wonder if that would slow to a crawl.
Realistically, I mean, you know, my phone's 16 gig, but most of the time it's, you know, I'll pull something off the cloud for a week, listen to it, and then get bored with it and get rid of it.
Yeah.
So it just kind of allows me to cycle. I think it would be good if you could pull games in a library type way where while you're in a Wi-Fi area, it starts to download, but you can simultaneously stream play it, but then it downloads it onto your device temporarily for as long as you want, and then you can get rid of it. So, like, exclusively digital file type gaming that they have, like, what they do with Xbox Live, where you can download a game and then lo and behold, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I still don't think they're going to cut back on the amount of storage, though, because even if there's, you know, streaming like that for the big name games, there's still going to be a ton of developers out there who make, you know, little apps that aren't going to be supported by the big companies.
Yeah. True. I mean, what if it became irrelevant how much storage space you've got on a device, though? Wouldn't that kind of make like research and development in that aspect of computers slow? Don't you think? That's kind of where I'm kind of going with this is what if the idea of having storage on a home computer mm-hmm. becomes a non-issue because everything is streaming.
I imagine that is where it's going because, I mean, Google Drive just turned on and it's giving everybody five free gigs for almost like an oversized Google Documents account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, there is some sharing, but it's still pretty limited at this point.
See, I just feel like until Wi-Fi becomes more dependable, I'm really not on board with that. Like, even at my house, the Wi-Fi goes out sometimes. We have to restart our
every now and then there's a router
and things like that. And we have actually a lot of issues at my house because it seems like ever since I got my Blu-ray player, it keeps causing IP conflicts on the on it's specifically in my mom's computer, which is the main computer in the house.
Yeah.
Every time the Blu-ray has been off for a while and then the router gets restarted, there's an IP address conflict having to do with one of my devices, whether it's my computer or my Blu-ray player. But until things like that, so like I can't stream things on my Blu-ray when that happens because there's a conflict and it won't work with the network. So until there's more dependable like Wi-Fi across the board, more consistent, the idea of not having any storage space makes me really nervous.
Is it a router that you bought or is it...
My parents bought it, I think.
Okay, because I mean, I will do a plug because I love my router so much. It's just like I have a Netgear and it's one of those things where you pay more for a better one because it handles everything better.
I feel like that might be what we have.
Really?
I don't know. We've always had issues. Whatever we had previously, we had issues with it going down. This one doesn't go down quite as often, but it still goes down often enough that it's particularly annoying because it'll go, like, it won't be working on one device, but it'll be working on other things. So I'll be sitting in my room doing something online and streaming Netflix through my Blu-ray player. And my mom will say, I need to restart the router. It's like, okay, I'll put my entire life on hold for you. All right, then.
Another thing to consider is that we're all in the middle of a metro area right now. We kind of almost take high-speed internet and Wi-Fi for granted.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
My mom
Agreed.
Lives out in the country, like literally in the middle of a state forest, with the closest town being 7.5 miles away. The only way that she can even like get what is called high-speed internet, even though it isn't really, is through satellite.
Yeah.
And Wi-Fi is not an option unless she has her own router out there. And even then, with the speeds that you get off the satellite, it's not worth it at all. Hmm. So I don't think that, you know, getting rid of storage space is going to be an option anytime soon because there are people that aren't in metro areas where if you get rid of storage space, they have nowhere to put their stuff.
Yeah. Kind of getting left behind.
Yeah, exactly.
And then simultaneously, like I work for a communications company that provides Wi-Fi, or not just Wi-Fi, but like internet and phone and TV to rural areas. So it's totally like some people are still on dial-up. Mm-hmm. There's still people who are on...
Oh, yeah. My mom was on dial-up until 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who lives in South Minneapolis and is still on dial-up. Mm-hmm. And they still have an answering machine. They really need to catch up.
Wow. Okay, now that's old school.
Crazy. Wait.
Did I still listen to the 8-track tapes, too, and play their laser discs?
Not that I know of. This friend is really into, like, vinyl records, though.
Wait, for the answering machine, is it still cassette or digital?
I'm pretty sure it's still a tape.
Oh, that's wild.
Well, and they still have like, they don't have call waiting or anything, and because they have dial up, if they're online, you just can't get through.
Uh-huh. Analog.
Yeah, it's really. No, I suppose maybe it must be digital, because if they're online, you do get an automated message immediately. Like, it won't even ring. It'll just come on and say that they're not available.
Huh.
I just got this great mental image of someone wanting to Google something and being like, let's call the internet. And and using a rotary phone to dial the internet. And it's like, 100 digits.
I don't know about the 100 digits, but actually dialing a rotary phone to get to the internet would be awesome.
That would be so
sometimes.
Cool.
If you go to uncommongoods.com, I have a lot of plugs tonight that are just coming out of nowhere, but if you go to uncommongoods.com, they have a typewriter USB keyboard. Like, legitimate typewriter.
Nice.
I want it.
$800.
I don't want it.
I know. It's...
I can just imagine that.
So over the top, but it's one of those things like,
I can imagine.
I use it.
I can imagine all the steampunk fans just going crazy right now, though.
Yeah. Peeing their pants. Yep.
Yeah.
$800, though. It's just like, But it was weird because they had it hooked up to an iPad because they had this weird USB to iPad connector thingy. Hmm. So it's like, oh, why are they using an iPad to use that awesome keyboard?
Yeah, get something nicer than that, a PC.
Just briefly going back to what Adam was saying about...
better yet, use a typewriter font on your computer.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you were saying, sorry.
Oh, that's right.
Instead of hitting enter to go to the next line, you go, bing!
Nice.
Shift the monitor.
You have to slide the iPad off your desk.
Eventually, by the end of the day, you get whiplash.
I was just going to say, going back to what Adam was saying about calling the internet, it wasn't that long ago before my friends and I all had smartphones that we knew all the little shortcuts where you could text Google about something and it would text you back with an answer.
Yes.
Or you could text
Cha-cha.
I was a big Twins.
KGB.
I'm still a big Twins fan, although they really suck this year. But a couple of years ago, I was following them really closely, and I was in rehearsals for a show, and I knew the number to text to get a current score for the game that was going on.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I'll be honest, I still use Google to get phone numbers when I'm out and about because I don't have a smartphone. I just have an iPod and I also have Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't get anything. So, yeah, you just text Google, literally Google, with, let's say, a name and, like, city or something, and it will give you the phone number and address and everything.
So, it's
like
essentially 411.
Essentially, and it's free, unlike KGB or anything like that.
Because you have to use a text, right?
Well, yeah.
So, depending on what your plan is.
It's not exactly free, but at the same time, there's no extra charge.
It's the same as doing KGB, which had all those commercials where they'd answer your thing.
But KGB charged you 99 cents for every text that you sent to them in addition to your regular plan.
Right. It's that, but free on that side.
Yes.
Wow. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
I didn't know that existed.
So, you say just text Google?
Yes. Google, which is, what is 466455.
Oh, number crazy style.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotta.
You know, old school numbers. Where they have the letters underneath the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, this is going to be hard.
I wonder if there's a rotary phone.
466453, I believe.
466453.
I bet there is. There's an app for everything.
I would actually dial people's numbers again if there was a rotary phone app.
Yeah, there's an app for everything. Do you remember when we were at D&D and kept downloading dice apps?
God, yes.
That's all I do.
Mine really sucked, though. You had an awesome one, and the first one I downloaded didn't land right. Like, the number, it landed on the side of the die so that two numbers were showing. It was
like
awkward.
It was on the side, but yep. Dan introduced me to mock dice, and that's the one I was using.
Okay.
So it's nice. Good. It's what, like a buck or two?
Yeah, totally worth it.
Oh, see, that's my problem. I only download free programs.
Ditto.
I've only paid for a couple of things.
The last thing I paid for was GarageBand on the iPhone/iPod.
It's awesome.
No, it's not.
I have so on much the, fun with it.
On the mobile version, it limits you to 8 measures, which if you're if you're an actual composer like I am, 8 measures is
it's nothing.
Nothing. Like you can't do anything with
but
it.
But for somebody who has no talent,
you just want to loop stuff. Then it's awesome, and I have done that, and it's a great time waster.
It's good for that, but it's not good for what you're intending to use, like actual GarageBand.
And unfortunately, they still advertise it as, hey, you know, full blown music software. And it's like, you lie. Give me right.
Well, it is cool that you could hop onto like Bluetooth with me and we could riff simultaneously.
That's true. That's kind of cool. That is pretty cool.
The only apps I've ever paid for were the Film Spotting app for the podcast I listen to called Film Spotting out of Chicago, which was on my old phone. And then now I've got a new phone and I think I have to repay for it if I want to download it again. And then... when I went to Paris, my boyfriend had loaded Plants vs. Aliens, Plants vs. Zombies,
right,
on the iPad that he loaned me. And I was like, I tried playing that game once, and it was stupid. But then I got bored on the plane and started playing it and got addicted. So I downloaded that on my phone too.
There you go.
And now I've beat the game twice on my computer and once on my phone, and I'm still playing.
Nice. When you were just talking about the podcast that you listen to out of Chicago, I don't know why, but this just made me think of streaming radio online. Have you guys ever talked about that on a show before?
We have, but at this point, it would be a good time to transition over to the game.
Okay, can I just throw one quick
thing? Go for it.
One thing that I'm personally really excited about, because I'm a choir geek, as are, well, three of us here. Three and a half. Were you in a choir?
I was in, you know, high school choir.
Okay.
Side note, there are like 5 rotary phone dialer apps that I found immediately on the Android store.
The question is, do they actually turn or do you just push the button?
Oh, yeah. Check this out. So, 8.
Nice.
Nice.
And it goes back.
Okay.
Does it make the clicking noises? I could get really sick of that
just for calling my parents, because they're the only numbers I actually have memorized anymore.
Same here.
Yeah, no kidding. That was the first number that I dialed in was the... Well, let's see if there is a sound.
Okay, but go ahead, Dan.
Okay, anyway, the plug. NPR, as you know, a lot of Minnesotans probably know, plays classical music, and they recently launched a online stream that is all choral.
I saw that they updated that list.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not available on mobile devices yet. When you go to the NPR app, it still only has classical, current, and news, but they're hoping to add it soon, and I'm really excited about that.
That sounds really cool.
They've expanded the list on the iPhone app to news, classical, current, local current, Radio Heartland.
Yeah, those are online channels they've had for a while.
Wonderground Radio and Coral Stream Classical.
Oh, they did add Coral. Okay, because when I checked 3 days ago, it wasn't on there yet. So they must have literally just added it.
I realized I tried to put this up to my ear and I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, we sent our CDs into NPR, didn't we, last year? Like they requested us to send in the CDs.
Yeah.
I always wonder if we were ever played. No. I don't listen they enough do. To have on, any idea.
I don't know if we've been played yet, but they do play local groups, anything from high school choirs to professional groups.
Yeah,
on
it always makes me wonder if we've ever been
played
on there.
I'm going to send over Minnetonka stuff.
Oh my god!
I still have Minnetonka stuff.
It has to be professionally recorded, though. It can't be just like a regular
It was professionally recorded to a live sounding.
Yeah, and that's what ours was. Like, they used to always record our live shows, and you always have the audience in the background, so I don't know if they would take that stuff, but.
Because I have the banana song.
Ring, 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 ring.
I wish.
Ring banana phone.
Very fond of bananas.
We had an in-house artist, something or other.
Carrie John Franklin.
You actually talked about that the last time I was on the show.
Yeah, and it was just the weirdest. the weirdest composition that made absolutely no sense.
Yeah, it sounded like it was awesome, though.
I'll play it later, because now I have the whole system linked up.
The Vocal Essence version of that popped up on my iPod recently, and I was like, yes! Am I bananas?
Say, if anybody...
I'm very fond of a poet.
Off topic, if anybody ever hears De Contus played on NPR, drop us a line on our Facebook page or something.
Yes, please. Because
we did send them our new CDs like a year ago, but we never heard anything about if they were going to play us or not. So if you happen to hear us, let us know.
That would be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I believe there was word of a game.
Yes. Yay. We should play Movie Bluff. And so it was kind of explained during the mic check, but yes, kind of not. But what happens now is it turns into last contestant standing.
Elimination.
Rather, yes. It goes all the way around until one person is left. Mm-hmm. And that way, the people who are like next in line, who have like 15 or 16 different options, they get to still play and it gets to keep going. So it's... I mean, I can relate it to Build a Title, where if somebody's out and Build a Title, they just kind of keep moving.
Yeah.
So it's like that.
Yeah.
And so that gives insight to Build a Title, which we'll play as our bonus track. So
I've heard of it. I just don't know if I'd be good at it.
There's optimism.
Also, the last person standing gets a point for that round, and then you play again. So it's not like if you're eliminated,
you're
out
forever.
Of the whole game. Yeah, you're out of that round.
Yeah. And it's still to 3 points?
We kind of gauge it.
Depends on the timing, I think.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
2 to 3. We'll see.
All right.
2.5.
Yes. But since we were talking about streaming games, I came up with War Games, and I thought that was too broad, so I thought I'd start with Matthew Broderick and say movie.
Matthew Broderick. Okay. Easy one. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Movie.
Okay.
What else has he been in?
The Producers. Cast.
Come on.
What?
Do it.
There are two really good ones. Three really good ones. I forgot about the third one for a minute.
Matthew Broderick was... Yeah, she was totally in that. Uma Thurman, movie.
Okay. I was really hoping he was going to go to Nathan Lane.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of it.
Yeah. So, Uma Thurman, I am going to say... the Avengers, but not the one that you're thinking of immediately, because there's the other Avengers that she was in.
Trixie.
Other Avengers?
Is like almost a Mod Squad, like British secret agent kind of movie.
Oh, okay.
Was it called The Avengers? Well, I'm behind you, so I'm going to
feel free
check that.
But I'm going to say Avengers, and I'm going to say movie, so name another Uma Thurman movie.
Thanks,
but you can hold off for a second while it's verified.
Yeah, I feel like had you gone cast, you would have screwed us both over. So thank you for going movie on that one.
Yeah.
He can...
Though I just remembered who was in it, so...
I can't really say whether or not, because it's still his option to call your bluff or not. Whether it is a movie or not.
Kill Bill. Movie.
Whew. The Truth About Cats and Dogs.
Oh my God.
The what? The who? The huh?
Ooh!
Cast.
Yes! I got this.
The Truth About Cats and Dogs.
That's a tough one. That's good.
And Uma Thurman was in it.
She was. Love that movie. It's a guilty pleasure.
I've only seen like segments of it.
Oh, you need to see the whole thing.
I can think of who else is in it.
I surprisingly there's a really good one in it.
But can you name who that person is?
Yes.
Are you calling my bluff?
I am calling your bluff.
Oh, you should just
Janine
pass it to
Garofalo.
Me. Yeah.
All right, I'm out.
So then do we keep going from there?
So it turns into what, Janine Garofalo movie to me?
I believe so.
You call, cast your movie.
Yeah, Janine Garofalo movie to you.
God, it's down to two. I don't know which way I want to send it. Is
there's a way I'm hoping you'll go, but I don't know if you even have seen the movie I'm thinking of. So,
well, I am. See, I just keep thinking of it because I can think of her in so many roles. So I am going to say.
I have a really good one really now that I'm out.
Too, but
I'm trying to lob it just so we keep going a little bit and say Dogma. And I am actually also going to say movie, just for fun.
Okay, then you'll need to show me her face because her name does not ring a bell at all.
Did you see Dogma?
Can we do that? Or
yes, I have seen Dogma.
It's the friend of the lead female who also works in the abortion clinic.
That does not help. I've not seen that movie that recently.
Okay.
Just pull up her face on the TV.
That's what he can give you, though.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, I thought the role was you can actually...
You have to reference what the role was in the movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm screwed.
So you can either call my bluff or you can pass it on to Jen.
Bluff. Why not?
Okay, my next one was Mystery Men.
Yes!
But I wasn't sure
that's if that, the one I was thinking
I
of.
I wasn't sure if that was going to sink either. So, Dan, you're out, so it's down to the two of us, and so it's Mystery Men, and I'm going to say cast.
Because I had a really good movie. Really good option for movie.
I know what I would say. I
saw Mystery Men a long time ago. I know I have many, many options. The
you
question
do.
Is what they are.
There's some bad ones in there, too.
There are some definite wild cards, too.
Ooh,
we're like,
that's
wait a minute. That person is in that movie.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me of that.
I'm not confident enough that he was in it to do it. It's been too long since I've seen that movie. I'm going to have to go Ben Stiller.
And then
movie.
Well, you're right. So. Oh,
thank God. Yeah. That would have been really embarrassing.
So then I will say.
Actually, this one could also go the direction I was thinking of going initially with Janine Garofalo.
Oh, her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I will throw it to Anchorman cast.
Paul Rudd, movie.
Paul Rudd. He's always just in the background of everything that I had ever seen. So I will go with 40-year-old virgin cast.
I know who's in it. I just was hoping you'd go movie because there are other really good options too. 40-year-old virgin I have not seen, but I know that Steve Carell is in it. So I will say Steve Carell. Movie.
Bruce Almighty cast.
Who was that one? We're getting into territory that I'm not as strong on as other people tend to be.
And it's my territory.
Bruce Almighty.
Isn't that how it always works?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler movie.
No.
Damn.
No, that was Jim Carrey.
Indeed it was.
Yes, it
was. Of course it was. Wait.
Dan gets a point.
I get a point?
Yay.
Yeah.
The other one.
Yes, I get a point. And Adam, since you were the first one out, you start, and it goes to Jen.
Cool.
And I've now mentioned what my weakness is, so that's not good.
Well, not specifically.
Bro comedies.
basically.
Slightly overlooked slapstick. That's your weakness.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see where this goes. The Dark Knight cast.
There are many ways this could go.
Oh, but I was totally going to say William H. Macy for Mystery Men.
Yeah, that
if I was still in the game.
I was going to say Paul Reubens.
Yeah.
Was Steve Buscemi in Mystery Men? Because that's the one I was thinking, but I wasn't confident about.
No,
I don't that I would have liked to have gone with, because there's a lot of fun ways to go from there. But
yeah,
he was might right. Have, but what movie did you give me again? Sorry,
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, right? Of course. There's a way I want to go with this, but I can't think of his name.
Uh-oh.
I know other names from the movie. I just wanted to go a more interesting way.
Oh, and I but have I news that I can throw out there after this round is over.
Okay.
Regarding it's minor, but it's...
Dark Knight Rises, or...?
No. I'll explain it when we get to it.
Okay. I should not have said
that. Yeah,
the
name of the person I wanted to say is escaping me.
Mm.
So, I'm going to go Katie Holmes movie.
You would, wouldn't you?
Ooh.
Oh, shit!
Except that you're wrong. She was in the first
damn
one.
It. She was. Whoa. And I know that, too. And I know it's Maggie Gyllenhaal in the second one.
Pitfall.
She's way better.
Yeah, so Jen's
damn.
Out. So so with
that's
this...
an awful way to go down.
Does that put... Where does that put Dan for...
That is means...
Dark Knight still? Or?
That, yeah, I suppose it would default back to the Dark Knight.
Okay.
So you actually have to pick somebody from the cast.
On the cast.
Let's go with Heath Ledger.
I should have gone the easy way.
And then caster movie.
I'm still deciding.
Okay.
Yeah, cast.
Cast. I will go with... I almost said Gary Coleman. But
I don't think he was in The Dark Knight.
No.
Yeah.
Though I don't think... I'm actually not going to go that route. I'm going to go Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. I love... George Takei one time posted a picture and he said, say my cocaine really fast. And you sound like Michael Caine saying Michael Caine.
And I will go with movie for Michael Caine.
Michael Caine movie.
Because I just watched one of his and it's...
Yeah, and I'm gonna...
Sorry, now that it's been mentioned and we can't backtrack onto it, they are looking at doing a sequel to 10 Things I Hate About You, which Heath Ledger was also in.
Really?
Nice!
Wow.
So, maybe.
That's crazy.
Hit and miss.
11
yeah,
Things I Hate About You?
Theoretically has potential. I should step closer to the mic.
I mean, they already tried to do a TV show, so who knows?
Ugh.
But still, yes, Michael Caine movie.
10 Things I Hate About You 2.
Yeah.
For horrible. A split second, I was like, what?
I was still playing with that one. But anyway, I am going to say Muppet Christmas Carol.
Friggin' A.
Cast.
Kermit movie.
Not credited as Kermit.
I know.
Yeah.
So. let's see. Muppet Christmas movie. It could be anybody. I haven't seen it.
Well, there's one really good answer.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
A few really good
answers. And I'm sure all Americans hate me right now for not knowing this, but...
Well, not necessarily. Yeah. I think Americans know Muppets, but they might not know... Might not necessarily know...
Get it. Yeah. Let's
behind them.
Let's just throw out a big name. Whoopi Goldberg.
Unfortunately,
no.
No,
I figured as much.
She wasn't in that one.
Yeah. And that would be cool if she was in that.
All right, well, I'm out.
All right, cool. And so, just like that, it's down to you and me.
Yeah, and so it's Frank Oz...
You're going to say Frank Oz.
I'm going to say Frank Oz. I'm going to say movie.
Awesome. Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back. Cast.
I was hoping you'd do movie and we'd just do the Frank Oz repertoire. So you said, wait, you said Empire?
I did say Empire.
Wanted to confirm. Alec Guinness has popped up in that one, so I'll say him. And I will say movie.
Star Wars A New Hope. Cast.
I see where this is going.
Yeah.
Right. I'm okay with being out at this point.
There was that one where I was going for the spike, but yeah.
Carrie
I just
Fisher.
I couldn't quite remember.
Movie.
And I... Do I want to do that?
Yes.
Because I have a really good one for this.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to do it. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, cast.
Who did we just say was in that?
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher. Think support group.
Really? Oh my God, you're right. Thank you. Didn't have to call your bluff on that one.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. Wait, did you say movie or cast?
Cast.
Sorry. I said cast.
Okay. So then Spy Who Shagged Me would be Heather Graham movie.
All right. And I'm going to say The Hangover cast.
God, there's Rory from National Treasure, whose name I don't remember. What's it? Fine. I'll go with Zach Galifianakis movie.
Okay. I could go for the Spike if I only knew that one other guy who's credited in this one thing, but I'm going to say The Hangover 2 cast.
Okay. Well, were you trying to think of who else was in Out Cold?
No.
Oh, never mind.
I was trying to think who was interviewing him in Live at the Purple Onion.
Oh!
Yeah, that would have been a Spike.
Ooh,
because
that's dirty.
That's the only other person with a name in that.
I mean, you get the name of the big guy, but I can't remember what it is. Or there's that Chinese lady who's in the elevator, or the police who pull him over on the beach.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
It's too late for that.
I'm trying to think of this guy's name.
Can't go back.
And all I can think of, I can only think of his character name on Community, which does not help.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
I know exactly who you're thinking about then.
I can't think of his actual name, which does not help me.
I forgot that TV shows are allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. There is a crossover.
Not that that would have come up yet, but.
It could have been a transition. Because I did not see Hangover 2. And I don't remember the name of the guy who's also in The Office. And I don't remember the guy who was named, like, Most Handsome Man of the Year. And everyone was pissed off about that. Zach Galifianakis is covered. And then there was the Asian guy who... this is like the... brother of the bride and other crap that I didn't really care about. And I'm just going to take a stab in the dark because I have no idea. And no, he wasn't though, was he?
Aww.
Because I was going to say... I'm going to say John Chen movie. What the hell is his name? What's his name?
The Asian,
I don't remember either,
guy?
But I'll look him up.
Because that's my stab in the dark is Chen.
Yeah, I know it's not that.
What is it? Because he's only one
I'm
left.
I'm looking. Ken Jeong.
Ah!
What do you mean he's the only one left?
He's the last one who's
in
this
round,
so he got
the point. Oh, that's what I thought you meant he was like the last... cast member left
no,
in the
no,
list.
No.
Yes,
no.
That movie had three people in it.
Yeah.
You might have thought of Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Love Bradley Cooper.
Except that he is not as hunky as People Magazine, whoever said
I
that.
I think he is.
I think it's pretty cool.
Of course, I was first introduced to him in Alias, where he actually doesn't play an asshole. I don't so much like him in the movies I've seen him in, but in Alias, he's actually a really sweet guy.
Like Limitless.
Haven't seen
cool.
that one.
That was a good movie, actually.
But so, wasn't he kind of douchey?
Yeah, but only because he became like the smartest guy on Earth, so he became kind of cocky. Okay. But before, well, I wouldn't say he was douchey before that. He was just kind of a loser.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, I have a point, and in my victory, I've forgotten who else has a point.
That
you do.
One over there.
Dan
but,
does.
That's very rare.
Mm-hmm. We are actually coming up on a full hour already because we've actually been playing. I think this is probably one of our better overall games that we've played.
Yeah, that one kept going.
Yeah.
That one string was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I think it would actually be good to wrap this up, and then we'll just keep handing out points equally in the Build a Title game that we've predestined ourselves to play.
Okay. Cool.
That works.
So it's a continuation into the bonus episode. See who wins.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm slightly saddened by this.
Why?
Okay. Just because I really like this game.
Oh.
But...
Build a Title's fun. It's really fun.
It is.
I know.
Yes. And I stand a chance. Yay.
And I also had a really pathetic elimination my last round. So
Katie Holmes. What a
Don't
jerk.
Worry. I almost fell for it. And I was like, wait. No,
I,
she wasn't.
And the thing, that's the other thing I'm pissed at myself about is that I said it. And then Dan kind of went... And then I realized, and before I remembered that I could just play it off as a total bluff, I was like, shit!
Yeah.
You locked
so
it
I'm
in.
So I'm screwed
and
either
like,
way. Yeah, I locked it in, and then I gave myself away. It was awful. Totally could have pulled a Dan with the prestige.
Oh, no, I would have.
No,
versus
yeah,
the illusionist.
You fell for the girl who fell for the guy who fell for Scientology. Oh, well.
I don't even like her. I just thought it was fun to toss her out there.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping you'd go to Thank You for Smoking.
Well, in my original thought, I wanted to go Gary Oldman, but I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah, after I said Gary Coleman.
Yeah,
as soon as you said that, I was like, that was his name, and that could have gone some really fun places. Sorry.
It
would have
been really fun, though, having him in The Dark Knight as a bad guy.
What's Gary Oldman? Gary Oldman is in The Dark Knight.
No, Gary Coleman.
Oh, Gary Coleman.
What are you talking about, Batman?
Right.
That I'm poor, sorry. Poor man. May he rest in peace.
What you talking about, Bruce?
But as we're wrapping up, Dan, do you have anything that is coming up after Friday that you'd like to plug? Anything that you're going to or participating in?
I'm going to, yes. I'm not participating in it. A bunch of my friends from college actually are. They formed a funk band called the Growler Bears, and they made a record... quite a while ago now, and they're actually finally debuting it, and that's going to be a concert at the Triple Rock on the 27th, which I believe is Sunday. The show starts either at 8 or 9, I don't remember, but they don't actually go on until 11, and it's a $5 cover. And it's the premise behind it is that it's a soundtrack for a movie that does not actually exist, but they shot a trailer for the movie that does not exist.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's like basically you get to listen to the music and play your own movie in your mind. And, yeah, that's going on Sunday. And then just going to plug De Cantus again. Come see us out at Renaissance Festival this summer. And, yeah, check us out on our website and on Facebook.
Cool. So. And then you're on Twitter, but you're not on Twitter.
Yes, I am on Twitter. And I have not posted anything yet because nobody's given me a shout out like I requested in the last episode. However,
I followed you.
You did follow me, and you're following a void for now. But yeah, it's out there. It's just my name, Dan Scarup, I believe. If not, look at the Buffering Twitter and find me on there. But yeah, I don't really use it all that much, mostly because I don't have a reason to right now. But yeah, if you want to send me a shout out like you should, even if I don't know you, go ahead and I will start writing on there.
Yeah, started off that way.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, how about you?
I have a few things. Two of them are coming up this weekend, so this would just be for people who listen like immediately,
mm-hmm.
or for people in this room for that matter. The first one, Saturday night at the Bryant Lake Bowl, is... The Princess Bride, A Drinking Game, The Inconceivable Return.
Ooh.
I went to this the first time they had it.
I remember you
posting this. This is a thing. I think it started in LA that they started doing these A Drinking Game shows. And what they do is they have a script and they do they all sit, they cast the movie,
mm-hmm.
and they all sit up on the stage and they read from the script. Now, the script is somewhat altered in the stage directions and things to be funnier.
Right.
And there are cues for the audience and for the actors. When I went, I was worried about the drinking aspect of it because I had to drive. But I, by taking tiny sips, I only had one cider. So if you're not much of a drinker, it's still a really good time. The actors have to drink anytime another character says their character's name. So oh, man. Buttercup and Humperdinck were like on the floor by the end of the show. And then you have to drink every time they say true love. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Inconceivable.
And there's one other cue. But anyway, it's a really great time. They're
as
done.
As you wish.
As you wish. Yes, thank you.
That makes sense.
They are done with online ticket sales at this point, but they have a limited number available at the door.
Hmm.
So the show is at 9:30 at Bryant Lake Bowl. I'll be there with a bunch of my friends, and they are going to have, I want to say it's like 19 tickets, 17 or 19, available at the door, first come, first serve. So if you want to show up early and line up, it's a really, really good time. And next month, they're going to be doing Back to the Future, and the month after, they're doing Ghostbusters.
Oh, man.
So.
Sweet.
Yeah, really awesome. You can also add A Drinking Game Minnesota on Facebook and follow their updates to know what shows they're doing. It's a really good time.
Cool.
On Sunday, a friend of mine is actually having a house party in support of Minnesotans United for All Families.
Mm-hmm.
This is an organization that is against the marriage amendment that's going to be on the ballot that would outlaw gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So just a shout out for that. Obviously, since it's at his house, I'm not going to give all the details here. But right. Anyone who's listening who knows me personally, let me know if you're interested in coming with. Otherwise, he has a donation page. He sent me a tiny URL for it. http://tinyurl.com/6uk9xd8
Now, for all those letters, were they all lowercase?
Yes.
Okay, wanted to confirm.
Okay, I've never done tiny URL.
Tiny so URL and like bit.ly and stuff, it's sometimes there's the alternating. So if you could do it one,
it
more,
can be
one
case
more time,
sensitive.
All lowercase.
Absolutely. Well, tinyurl.com/6uk9xd8 And he said, alternatively, if you can't find that page, you know, he's fully in support of just donating to the cause without it being specifically under his house party
umbrella.
Blanket, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I had one more thing. What was it?
I got a bumper sticker from them.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's on my fridge.
Right. Oh, Convergence.
Yes.
I am a day late on this one because the registration fee just went up literally today. But you can still go. It just costs a little bit more. Convergence is a 4-day sci-fi festival or sci-fi convention in all forms, comic books, video, gaming, all sorts of stuff. It's basically a geek convention, really.
Right.
That takes place at the Doubletree Hotel. And this year it is July 5th through the 8th. The theme this year is Wonder Women, which is pretty awesome. But they've got their whole panel schedule listed. They don't have the music schedule listed. There's a sci-fi movie competition, like independent film competition, that'll be going on at the festival. And in addition, there's just... like I went last year for the first time. And there's panels going on all the time. People are in costumes. There's room parties on two floors that are running where they've got food and drinks and stuff. And they're all themed. Like there was Captain Kirk's House of Ill Repute and Gryffindor Commons and all sorts of stuff. And then there's also one room that's dedicated to music. There's some live podcasting. Room where you can buy stuff. They've got movies playing round the clock. There's just a ton to do. So it's convergence-con. This is the one I needed to double check.
I'm guessing com.
Org.
Org.
Convergence, C-O-N-V-E-R-G-E-N-C-E, -con.org is the website. Registration is up to $100 from now until at the door. So if you're not sure if you want to go, you could also just show up and register at the door for that same amount of money. But yeah, just really, really good time. If nothing, if you're not sure, check out the website, see what's on it that interests you. They've got guests coming in and all sorts of stuff. So
cool.
I think that's my last of my very long plugs.
And where is Convergence located?
Doubletree?
Where does it happen?
Convergence is at the Doubletree, which is at 394 and 169, I believe. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
So that's my stuff. Oh, and I'm on Twitter. J-E-N-N-J-H-A-R-T. I still don't tweet very much, but I also don't have very many followers. So if people follow me, I will tweet more.
There you go.
Okay, I have a couple of plugs.
Go for it.
The Bedlam 10-Minute Play Festival is happening this weekend. They're actually having their first performance tonight, today being Wednesday.
Yes.
And they have another one tomorrow night, but the only one that's really relevant to you listeners, because you'll be hearing this maybe Friday afternoon.
Optimistically.
Yep, is that they have one Friday, June 1st, if I can say numbers, at 7:30, and then Saturday on the 2nd at 3 p.m. and 7:30, and Sunday they have a 3 p.m. show as well. It's really great. There are 12 projects that are going on. It's only $15, so it promises to be a lot of fun. I actually was in two of the pieces last year, and it was a total blast, so definitely go check it out. It's going to be at the Mixed Blood Theater Company.
Oh, good. I was worried it was going to be in the ghetto again.
Yeah. I mean, it was a cool venue last time, but Mixed Blood is really cool. So, yeah. So there's that. And then my other one that I wanted to mention again was May Madness, which is happening at the Playwrights Center over at 2301 East Franklin over in Minneapolis. So not too far from here. And the theme for this month is 80s cartoon flash forward. So it's so like the first couple sentences from the details on Facebook are, ever wondered what happened to the Care Bears? Do they still care, or have they become cynical jerks? Did Inspector Gadget ever make Captain? So yeah, things like that. So it's gonna be great. There's gonna be free food, and it's completely free. So definitely worth checking out. It's going to be on May 29th. That's a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And fingers crossed, if they still have a spot open, I will be in one of the plays. Woohoo! Or maybe more than one. We'll see. And yes, Jen?
Are you done with yours? I had another one I realized I wanted to plug, but I'll let you finish first if you have more.
I'm good.
Well, you have one more thing.
Well, yeah, I am on Twitter. At @AdamErdmannn, Adam Erdman.
Sorry, I just want to plug it because I think this is the first time where we have four people who have actual accounts, not necessarily live accounts, but active. Yes. So I wanted to make sure that it's like, hey, everyone has Twitter. But go ahead.
Oh my God.
Okay, I promise next time I'll write these down so that this doesn't happen, because this is the second time in a row. First of all, just thinking about it, the Princess Bride thing is $12.
Okay.
Since I forgot to mention that. And they do have, since it's Bryant Lake Bowl, they serve alcohol in there and food and stuff. So, but the thing I forgot to plug is the Minnesota Fringe Festival. The lottery has been done. The shows have been picked at this point, or the companies at least have been picked. But if you wanted to get involved in a show, watch for auditions on places like Minnesota Playlist. But the registration to be a volunteer is currently live. They need a ton of volunteers for this festival, and it's a really fun thing to volunteer for. You get a shirt, you get comps to shows, you get to go to a special volunteer party. There's all sorts of perks. So the festival this year is August 2nd to the 12th, and the website is Fringe, F-R-I-N-G-E, festival.org. So if you're interested in signing up to be a volunteer, it's super easy and fun. They also have, they just posted, I think yesterday, They have scheduled a Fringe Central, which is the place, the hangout, launch party sponsored by Summit Brewing for Monday, June 11th at 8 p.m. So if you want to kind of come and see what it's all about, get to know some people, that is going to be... Oh, they're not saying where it is yet. They're going to tweet the location on the day of the event. So you'll have to follow MN Fringe if you want to find out where that party is.
All right. As for myself, on Saturday, it is the Preakness Stakes, the second horse race in the Triple Crown. I'll have another, which Adam successfully bet on at Woo-hoo! The Derby party.
Yeah.
Is definitely going to be there, and I believe it's a slew of, like, the 12, 13 other horses.
Before you continue, I have to say that Katie picked the horse, but I fronted the cash.
Yes. So. it was a team effort.
Yeah. Yes.
It was a team effort.
So it was a lucky lady.
But it's an exciting horse race to watch and just yell at the screen for a moment and a half, even if you don't bet on anything. It's fun to just pick one and just yell it at the screen as loud as you can, hoping that it'll do something.
I'll have another!
Come on! Another.
That sounds like a dangerous thing to yell, depending on where you are. Yeah.
Imagine watching just a sports bar. Race is over, you look down, there's 20 beers in front of you. You're like, what happened?
No, I'm not paying for these.
Another thing to plug is something that I'm optimistically going to, schedule provided, but they've announced the bands for the Basilica Block Party. July 6th and 7th, I will be going to see... I'm just thinking about going one day, but Cake is going to be there on July 6th.
Really?
Ooh. So I'm thinking I'm going to go for that. Train will also be there that day. Matt Carney will be there that day. The other day will be the Avett Brothers, Fits in the Tantrums, OAR, which they put on a good show. So, yeah. I don't remember what price is. It's like, what, 35 for one day and then 70 for two or something like that?
Cool. What are the dates of that again?
July 6th and 7th.
Ah, damn it all.
Basilica right in the Block middle Party. Of Convergence. Org.
Fits in the Tantrums is one of my favorite band names.
If you order tickets before June 25th, single night passes are $40, two night passes are $70. So
totally want to see Train and Cake, but I'm going to be knee deep in geekdom that weekend. So.
I also assume that Train and Cake would be playing simultaneously as headliners for their respective stages.
I've never been to a festival like that, so I don't know how that works.
Basilica Block Party is really fun.
Cake Train.
Other than
is a train I would ride.
Super group.
Other than that, I don't have anything else I can think of off the top of my head, but I am on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. Yeah, and I post stuff that usually ends up also on Facebook, and it's fun. I abuse hashtags, and I will leave it at that.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do, and I have fun.
As do I occasionally.
Oh, it's my mission
in
life.
I know you do a lot more than I do.
It seems like you make up a lot of your own as well.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's okay. I always try to come up with some wise-ass one and see if anyone else has done it. But whenever you do that search, it only goes back like 7 days.
Oh, okay.
So I've reused my own, and it didn't come up again in the search, which really made me sad.
Mm.
But, Dan L. Whalen. And then as for the podcast, you can find Buffering online at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find photos of everything that happens during our episodes, which reminds me to take the second photo of the night.
God, damn.
I know, you didn't get
Maybe
out of this
I'll
yet.
Maybe I'll look better in this one. I've hated every picture so far.
Since this time it'll be me talking while you guys are hanging out, and I can see, there we go, and I can see you, and you're still the man without a face. It's perfect. Just hidden.
Yeah, I was sitting there and I was like, I'm pretty sure my face is completely behind the mic screen. I'm going to move back a little bit.
And I purposely moved forward.
Yeah, I aimed it really low, though, or really high before. So now it should be good if I can actually see you, which, hey, look, there we go. Don't worry, you're still here. It's perfect.
Oh, I'm well aware.
But you can find photos, you can find bonus tracks, you can find episodes, you can find other random updates that we post on there. You can also follow us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, where it's updates about the website. You can find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for any of our guests' names, present or past.
Say that 5 times fast.
Oh, God, I almost ran out of steam halfway through it. You can find us on Foursquare by showing up here and checking in. You can also find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And you can hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. And Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter later that radio.
Oh, we're so close.
Way to go.
So close.
No.
It will never happen.
The smarter blah, 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 blah. The smarter way to listen to radio.
Have you
there
ever,
you go.
Has either one of you two ever made it through the whole thing?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
I must have not.
And there are other ones. There are shorter ones.
Maybe
too,
it's to the point now where I just imagine that there's an error somewhere in there.
Exactly.
Even if it is great.
I focus so much on the delivery that I forget what I'm actually reading. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
But thank you for listening, everybody, to what are like 34th, 35th? I forgot to check.
And something.
We're in mid-30s at this point.
We're
looking at buying a house.
Yep.
Raising some kids.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for listening. Yeah, I don't know.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. But thank you for listening. Make sure to check out all the bonus tracks, and we will see you next week.
Later.
Say goodbye. Yeah, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.